News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Zones of Special Operations legislation is now in effect. The law gives the Prime Minister, on the advice of the National Security Council, the authority to declare any high-crime area of Jamaica a zone for special security operations, as well as community development measures.
The establishment of the legislation is a signal that the government is not prepared to cede one square inch of Jamaica to any criminal organization.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. He maintains that the fundamental rights and freedoms of citizens in the zones of special operations will be protected and preserved. The legislation forms part of a national security strategy aimed at preventing crime. The Factories Corporation of Jamaica, FCJ, is to construct an industrial park in Nagohead, St. Catherine. Managing Director of the FCJ, Donald Farquharson, says his agency is pursuing a joint venture with the Urban Development Corporation to use 16 acres of land adjacent to those earmarked for the Nagohead Tech Park Business Process Outsourcing Facility for the construction of the industrial park. The Tech Park and Industrial Park will lay the foundation for the establishment of an urban center in similar fashion to that recently announced for Morant Bay in St. Thomas.
We expect to build as much as 750,000 square feet of space to facilitate business process outsourcing. Now, we are now saying that we will also put in place an industrial park adjoining, similar to what we are contemplating for St. Thomas, but we will also add all the amenities and functionalities to support the BPO sector.
Mr. Farquharson was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the government is to transform youth centers across the island into innovation hubs. The innovation hubs, he says, will give young people a space where they can develop ideas to solve social problems for profit. Work is set to begin in September.
We expect to roll that out starting this September. With three of our youth centers, we're starting in St. Catherine, Clarendon, and of course, St. James. I want to encourage them to become social entrepreneurs, look at the problems in your communities and fix those problems for a profit, of course, so you can employ people and put our country to work.
Minister Green was speaking at the launch of the Democratizing Innovation in the Americas Lab in New Kingston recently. The lab is geared towards offering young Jamaicans 16 to 29 years old training in the use of technology, entrepreneurship, and leadership skills to transform their communities. And the government has allocated $23 million to carry out various activities to facilitate the smooth implementation of a three-month traffic ticket amnesty scheduled to begin on Wednesday, August 2. These activities include the hiring of 22 young persons who are now being trained to respond to queries from motorists during the period and the provision of additional cashier stations and security personnel to manage the anticipated influx of motorists at the offices of Tax Administration Jamaica TA. State Minister in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the sum will also be used to conduct a public education campaign to ensure every motorist is aware of the amnesty, its benefits, and the designated payment locations. The amnesty will end on Tuesday, October 31. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
See, Tabas, I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your eyes. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.